What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is another Rant and Raven review. Yes, The Flash. This one, I've watched Welcome to Earth 2. This one was Escape from Earth 2. This one, I mean, it had some good stuff in it, you know, but it just wasn't as action-packed as Welcome to Earth 2. I mean, this one had some good stuff. You know, Zoom is just badass, and it's really bothering me because I really want to know who's behind the mask, you know? Or do you think we'll ever know? Or do you think they're just going to... I don't know what's up with Zoom, but every time they show a close-up, I'm, like, looking at the eyes. I'm like, okay, black face, black eyes, black mask. Doesn't really show me anything. But speaking of masks, who was the dude or girl? I think it was a guy, right? Inside the cage with the iron mask over their face. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Are we going to get a return? Are they going to have to go back to Earth 2 to save that person? I'm curious to know who that is. Metahuman, the one that made the, did the earthquakes, blah, 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 whatever. Jay, a.k.a. Flash 2. I don't know. Something about him, I just don't care about him. I just never have. I think he just whined a lot. And I think that's why I never was a big fan of, because he was just like, wang, 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 my speed. But something tells me that you can't trust that dude. And then look at what Zoom did at the end of this episode. Put his arm through him. Now, did he kill him? I think so. He's probably dead, right? Because he went through him and then he pulled him. So he's dead. So Caitlin can move on. God, she just has the worst luck with dudes. So anyways, yeah, they got Jess. It looks like they are now on Earth. And so now Zoom can't come across in those little black hole thingies now because they're all closed. So I'm wondering, what's in store? All I know that I'm excited for King Shark. That's what I'm waiting for. That's why I had to catch up with these episodes really fast, because I want to see the shark, the giant shark. And then we get a little crossover from Arrow. So that's just kind of cool as well, right? So, you know, overall, decent episode, a little action-packed the last 10, 15 minutes. Scale of 1 to 10, I would probably have to give this probably a 7. That's how I felt about this one. Loved the show, but this episode was a little, you know, it was just kind of calm for me. Now bring on King Shark. Yes. Anyways, people, check out my blog, iWatchMike.com. Right here, you can check out some of my other stuff that I have here on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And I told y'all before, don't forget to get on that app store and download Good Shows. If you're a fan of TV and movies, get on there and you can follow me, Mike the Movie Guy, and I'll follow you back and we can talk stuff. So get on there. Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Facebook, I Watch Mike. That is pretty much it. Everybody have a good night. I don't know what I'm going to go watch now, because now my wife's sitting down on the couch and she's not a big fan of the stuff that I watch. So I know probably I'm going to have to wait for King Shark tomorrow, because if I put it on, she's going to be like, what is this thing? A shark and a person? What are you watching? So, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Not tonight. All right, people, have a good one. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.